From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia's corn producers should be on the alert for southern corn rust, a devastating disease that's been found in 15 Georgia counties this year, exacerbated by a warm La Nina winter and hot, humid conditions so far this season. Bob Kemmerate, University of Georgia plant pathology professor, tells MorningAgClips.com, southern rust is the most important disease we are facing in Georgia's corn crop right now, adding the disease can significantly reduce yields if it appears early like it has this year. The USDA says American egg production totaled 8.67 billion during June, a 3% drop from last year. Production included 7.4 billion table eggs and 1.3 billion hatching eggs. The average number of egg layers totaled 366 million in June, down 4% from last year. June egg production per 100 layers was 2,367 eggs, up 2%. Representatives of several ag lobbying groups testified last week at a House hearing on crop insurance ahead of the 2023 Farm Bill, urging Congress to stay the course. According to agrimarketing.com, they described the crop insurance program as one of the best tools available to protect farmers from crop losses, regardless of farm size. Currently, the U.S. government pays out more than $7 billion annually in crop insurance subsidies, with farmers and ranchers receiving roughly 60% premium discount on their insurance policies.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.